AOC criticizes racist visionary Trump and these mother f curs who won't embrace big government programs. By Hannah Blow on October 28, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, described President Trump as a racist visionary and blasted these motherfuckers who will not embrace big government programs when they are only paying $750 a year in taxes in a profile featured in December's issue of Vanity Fair. The magazine featured the freshman lawmaker on the cover and spoke to her on a range of topics in a piece titled AOC's Next 4 Years. Notably, the congresswoman recently complained on Twitter after President Trump referred to her as AOC rather than congresswoman, contending it is emblematic of Republicans' fundamental disrespect of women. The in-depth interview with Ocasio-Cortez, writes Michelle Ruiz, came at a precarious moment in history. Before Election Day 2020, during a series of news cycles that are stunning even by Trumpian standards. The interview coincided with the release of the New York Times report alleging Trump only paid $750 in taxes in 2016 and 2017, a falsehood thoroughly debunked by Breitbart News's John Carney. These are the same people saying that we can't have tuition-free public colleges because there's no money, Ocasio-Cortez reportedly said, adding, when these motherfuckers are only paying $750 a year in taxes. Ocasio-Cortez specifically called Trump a racist visionary who uses Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, to achieve his underhanded goals. McConnell gets the job done. He doesn't do anything without Trump's blessing. Trump says, jump. McConnell says, how high? Trump never does what McConnell says, Ocasio-Cortez said, warning that the election is not about a decision between two candidates. Rather, it is about a decision between two countries. If Trump wins again, Ocasio-Cortez said she would be utterly unable to look her constituents in the eye and tell them that they will be safe. Ocasio-Cortez also took aim at Republicans in general, essentially accusing them of targeting her not because of her radical agenda but because she is a woman. It's not an accident that, every cycle, the boogeyman of the Democrats is a woman, she said. A couple of cycles ago, it was Pelosi. Then it was Hillary, and now it's me. She also praised her sisterhood, more commonly known as the far-left squad, which is comprised of Reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA. There have been many times, especially in the first 6 months, where I felt like I couldn't do this, like I didn't know if I was going to be able to run for re-election. The lawmaker said, telling the magazine that the volume of threats had gotten so high that I didn't even know if I was going to live to my next term. Their sisterhood and their friendship, it's not some political alliance, she said. It's a very deep, unconditional human bond. Omar agreed with that sentiment, telling Teen Vogue in a Q&A published on Tuesday. Alex, AOC, said something the other day where she was like, I wouldn't survive Congress without these four, I think for all of us individually that statement is very true. I don't know if we would have individually not just survived, but thrived, in the ways in which we have, she added. The squad has stuck together in recent days, calling on Democrats to expand the court following the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the highest court in the land.